Uncle Bert, we were talking about the fire department, and soon after you came to Dexter, you became affiliated with the fire department, and soon after that, you became the chief of the fire department. That's correct?
Yes.
And not too long ago, I noticed in the town report your picture along with the present-day chief.
Yes. In those days, there was no motorized departments. It was all hand tubs where you had to get hold of a rope and haul it to fire the fireman. Unless you were lucky enough to find somebody with a horse that would hitch onto it, but you wouldn't very often be lucky enough for that. Yes, I've run many a mile to fires, and when you're there, when you get there, you're all tuckered out and too tired to fight the fire. But we used to get around pretty good with it. It used to be a great rivalry between the two. One was called the Eagle and the other the Tiger, the two tubs. I call them tubs, they were pumpers. Take about five or six men on each side, go like that. And great rival is see who to get the fire first, you know. Sometimes be one, sometimes the other, because how many were lucky enough to be near the fire station.
And what about the...
Well, it wasn't many years after that. After I was chief, before we got to... They began to see motorized vehicles, trucks and so forth around here and there, occasionally. And...
The
first chief, I think, after I was served, bought a Dodge truck, and that was the first motorized piece of machinery that we had in the fire department. Well, he had, they fixed that up to carry hose and hand extinguishers. You know those whole 50 gallons?
Yeah. Mostly there was water.
A number of those with, they were full of water with a receptacle to hold chemicals.
Chemicals, yeah.
And when you let the chemicals into the water, you got a force.
Right.
And I got one down solar now as I had years and years ago.
One of the innovations, Uncle Bert, you mentioned was the fire alarm and how it came to be, the alarm system.
The alarm system, when I was chief first year or two, all we had was the whistles at the mill and the bell in the engine house.